France unveiled the logo for the 2024 Paris Olympics this week, and it has caused quite a reaction. The World's Jessica Yarmosky has that story.
Let's start with the logo itself. It's a gold circle overlaid with a white flame, but it's also a woman's face, complete with pouty lips and a sleek bob haircut.
The gold medal, the flame, Marianne.
By the way, Marianne is the symbol of the French Republic. She's been typically depicted as noble and strong, but that's not the direction the designers went this time.
You have the whole of human achievement that's supposed to be summed up by these Olympic Games, and you go with like this smiling face with a cute haircut.
That's Megan Clement. She's a journalist who's been covering gender and politics in Paris for the past 4 years, and she thinks the logo is silly.
It just plays into every outdated stereotype of what it means to be a French woman and French womanhood.
It's the French girl stereotype, a woman who's thin, white, chic, with impeccable skin. You know, like Catherine Deneuve. Clement says when she saw the logo, she mined every stereotype of a Parisian woman she could think of and turned to Twitter, where she narrated a day in the life of the logo.
The French Olympic logo tumbles out of bed on a Parisian morning. She twistles her messy bob, dons Breton stripes and ballet flats, and whisks down the stairs from her fifth-floor apartment to grab a baguette before enigmatically texting two men who are pursuing her romantically.
That one got thousands of likes. And for all you parents out there, take note. The logo's kid is much better behaved than yours.
The French Olympic logo's child does not have tantrums. He eats dinner with her in restaurants at 10 p.m., and the French Olympic logo lets him have some of her wine, of course.
Of course, this is a parody. Clement says none of her French friends, or anyone she's met in France, actually lives up to these stereotypes. That's what's so frustrating. She says even though France has become incredibly diverse in almost every way, race, ethnicity, religion, body type, it just won't let go of its French girl stereotype. I mean, it was only 4 years ago that this safety video was shown on Air France flights.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen.
It's narrated by a thin woman with a classic brown bob. And here's where five slender, attractive women wearing striped sweaters and ballet flats march out and start showing you where the exits are located.
Whenever the seatbelt sign is on, your seatbelt.
And yes, apparently your seatbelt will
elegantly highlight your waistline while ensuring your safety.
That video caused quite a backlash in France, by the way. As for the logo, some people were pleased with it. For one, it's the first time it will be shared by both the Olympics and the Paralympics, which many see as a sign of inclusion. And French Olympic fencer Yazora Tibou seemed excited by the idea of female representation. She tweeted, "The new logo for Paris 2024 is a woman, in all caps." But Clement isn't convinced that just the presence of a woman, even if it's supposed to be Marianne, is enough.
I mean, I think strong women have faces and eyes and do things.
Logo designers, take note. For The World, I'm Jessica Yarmosky.